Golden Earring, Radar Love. It's the Dean and Rod Show. 30% chance of showers today. I guess we'll take that. 94 for the high. Heat index of 103.
Let's do the birthday scam. This is a wedding dress scam. Always a touchy issue, weddings.
Ooh.
Going to call, I believe, the mom of the bride. And they've been having, you know, this dress, the special wedding dress prepared. And the dress shop has been dragging their feet. Now we're going to call and say we accidentally burn it while we were ironing it. Oops.
Hello.
Hi. Trying to reach Sammy Smith, please.
This is she.
Sammy, hi. This is Bob Probert calling from the wedding.
Yes.
Calling about the dress situation.
Yes.
Is it going to be a problem for you to pick that up on Monday?
Oh, definitely. The wedding is Sunday.
Oh.
Are you talking about my purple dress?
Yes, uh-huh. Didn't anyone call you?
No. No one's called me.
Well, we've had a bit of a problem with the dress.
What?
Well, we were pressing it out, and it seems like it's got a bit of a burn mark. So we're going to work that out. And
where's it at? Where's the burn mark at?
Well, I didn't do it myself, but I think it's up near the chest area.
On the outside layer or inside?
The outside.
So, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, we're going to have to push back. When did you want to pick that up?
I was picking it up tomorrow, whether it was hemmed or not, because we're running out of time. And
yeah, to be honest with you, the reason I think that it burned because you put such a big rush on this.
Well, now, don't blame that onto me, because those are professionals down there, and they should be able to know how to press something.
Well, they are professionals, but they wanted to get it to you later in the week, but you had to have it tomorrow, so he's rushing through, and now it's burned. And I think that we're going to have to charge you for the repair work.
I don't think so. No, I don't.
Well,
I don't think so at all, because that is not my problem that someone burned it.
Well,
if we're going to have a problem with this, I'm not paying another dime, because I paid $29 extra for alteration, which...
All right, okay. So you don't want to pick it up. Well, but the money that you've given us is non-refundable. So it's up to you.
Well, I guess I'll just have to see you in court then, because I am not going to just throw $200 away and not have a dress to go with it either. So that's...
We'll have the dress for you Friday, and we'll charge you, I'll only charge you $30 for the repair, which I think is very reasonable.
Well, I don't, and I'm not going to pay for it, so I guess I'll just have to see you in court, because I'm not paying for your error, and
well,
the way that is.
As you know, you are the one who rushed my employee.
That's okay. I've been down there either four times. I think this would be the fifth trip down there.
Well, look, Grandma, you don't have to come down here anymore. We'll just take that purple thing and toss it in the trash.
All right.
And if you want to take me on in court, then that's fine.
Yeah, I will have to do that.
Do you want, now, you know, if you want it, it'll be in a dumpster outside behind the building. When we get done with work, you can drive by and pick it up.
And your name is Bob what?
It's Dean and Rod. Happy birthday.
Oh, God, you. Am I on the air? Because what I can say to you, I don't think you want on the air. You got to be kidding me.
No, Sherry asked us to call you.
Oh, is she going to get it? Oh, God, I don't believe this.
Dean and Rod, mornings on Houston's Eagle.